And now, Kindelach, we are going to start the 10th chapter about Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe from Poizna. And we're going to skip a little bit in Sefer HaZichronos. We're going to go back to this story, very interesting stories about a few more people from Poizna that were connected to Reb Moshe's family and to Dvoyer Leah and to Baruch. But this, we're going to go to a story. Remember, we described in earlier chapters how Reb Moshe left the city of Poizna.
Why
did he leave the city of Poizna? And also many other people left, and they moved. First they thought about living in Krakow, but then they decided to live in Minsk. First they were in Prague, then in Krakow, then in Minsk. So what was the story of Reb Moshe? Why did Reb Moshe have to leave, and many other Yidden have to leave the city of Poizna? So the story begins like this. Reb Moshe, which we know already, was a very big Talmud Chacham, and also very, very smart in other Chachmis, Lahavdil, and also very rich. So he was considered, he was a very, very chashev person. When he was the age of 35, which was pretty young, he already was chosen as the Rosh HaKol of Poizna. Poizna was a very chashev city. Say a Yiddish city, and Lahavdil also a chashev Goyish city. And Reb Moshe right away proved that he's the right person to be the Rosh HaKol of such a very chashev, a big community. And this was especially seen in how, like we already know from other stories, how Reb Moshe knew how to deal very well with the Galachim, the Seine Yisrael, who always were making up all different plans and tricks and shticks, how to do not good things to Yidden, and they didn't care to use anything, even if it was very, very grub and very not nice and lie. They didn't care. The main thing was to bother the Yidden. Now, because of Reb Moshe's beautiful face, and he had a very chash of a face that made people respect him, and he knew a lot of things, so Reb Moshe was friendly and was liked not just by the Yidden, but also by the Goyim. And since for his business deals and all his tzarchi tzibur, his matters that had to do with the tzibur, for helping the rest of the Yidden, he was always in touch with very rich and influential goyim, officers and galachim. They're not nice, but the Reb Moshe dealt with them. And even though they didn't like the Yidden, they respected Reb Moshe very much, even if they were Sunni Israel. And like we heard earlier, Reb Moshe would make a lot of trips to different countries for his business, to Italy, to Germany, to Poland. And these trips made his knowledge and his experience even bigger and made him famous in all different places. And the fact that he met with Gdeli Yisrael in all these places that he came to, and Lahavda with very, very important people in the not Yiddish community, Goyim, the governments, so everyone knew all about him. Wherever he went, he was very famous. Poizna actually didn't really know how great he was. They knew he was great, they didn't know how great he was, because he was very, very humble also. He has a very big anav, and he had good midas in a very, very rare way. He was, for someone to, it's like someone to be so smart and so rich and to be so humble is very rare to find. But there came a time that even Poizna heard about Reb Moshe and his work with great espalus. And this happened because of a story. One day, one of the big top galachim, once again, which is something they did the whole time, but they decided to do it again, to go out against the Yidden. He was a big Sunni Israel. Besides for that, he considered himself to be very, very close to the to the Pope, to the Avi Avos HaTumah in Rome. And the truth is, the Avi Avos HaTumah lived in Rome. This was a Galachim Poizna, but he was close to the Pope. He was friendly with the Pope. And the truth is, he didn't actually want to do bad to the Yidden. He just wanted to get money from the Yidden. He wanted to squeeze out money. So he said, if you don't give me this, I'm going to make this gzeira. And he was hoping that the Moshe, that the Kehila, the Yidden and Poizna are going to say, okay, we'll give you money and just take away the Gzeira. Like it worked many times. That was his plan. Because he knew, you start up with Yidin, the right Yidin know right away. They come quickly with a little shoychad, a little matana, and the gzer goes away. And he even knew that in the Kehillah of Poizna, there's actually a special fund. The Yidin put aside a certain amount of money for this specific reason of fashmiring, they call it in Yiddish, to give Sayyidina Israel money to keep them quiet when they want to make problems for the Yidin. And this was true. But there was one thing that this Galach didn't know, that since Reb Moshe was chosen as the Reish HaKol, they actually closed this fund, and all the money that was in this fund, they, together with the other, what's called the Shiva Tuveir, every city had a Reish HaKol. It was the on top, and there were seven other people that were like a council. They seven
like
more.
Like the head of the Reish HaKol is like the principal, and the seven other are like the rabbi.
Yeah, very good idea. Or you could say like a mayor and he had ministers. Anyway, they decided that they're not going to use this anymore. They're not going to do this. They're not going to give the guy money. Instead, they took all that money that they collected for this, and they together with the Shiva Tuvir, they made a new fund. They said they're going to use this money when there's Yiddish Kinderlach who need to learn a trade, a job, to get parnasa when they get older. So they're going to use this money to help them, to get people to teach them how to be shoemakers, tailors, whatever. But the Galach, the truth is that even if he would have known that this fund was closed down, he wouldn't care. What does he care? All he knew is that the Yidden will give him money from this fund, from that fund. But right away, when the Reish HaKol, Moshe heard that there is black clouds over the Yidden of Poizna, meaning that the Galachim are making plans against the Yidden, he turned to the head Galachim. He told them, and he wrote a letter, actually. He said, we want to meet with the chief Galachim to work out. We heard there's different things going on. We want to meet with you and talk about it. And he asked to set up a time for the audience, for the meeting. Now, in the meantime, those that knew found out already that the Galachim have a whole plan. This time they worked really hard to make a plan against the Yidden, and it's all they worked out all the details, all the different Baba Mises and the Alilas, the Alila, the libels, all the things against Yidden, and they found proof for it, and all they made it. They worked really hard. Now Reb Moshe's written petition, his request to set up a time to meet with the Galachim it actually showed that things are changing. Yeah? The Galachim knew till now, they already had experience every time they made a gzera on the Yidden, before anything, right away. Someone would come and he would give them, you know, a few rubles, a few whatever money they used over there. And of course, give a lot. And of course, this meeting was not an official meeting. They would come quietly because no one wanted to, the Galachim didn't want anyone to know that they're doing these gzeres just to get money for the Yidden. It's called blackmailing. They wanted the Goyim to think that they really are fighting against the Yidden. The Galachim, they wanted just to get money. So always, the way it worked, they would come and give, you know, they would make a secret meeting. They would give a little envelope with a few hundred rubles. And they had the deal. But suddenly, here, they're getting a letter, official letter, from the Reish HaKol, written in very good Polish. And he's asking them to accept a Jewish delegation. As if the Yidin are Bechlal someone that you could talk to. They, you know, in their mind, the Yid was just there to give them money. Here they say, no, we're also people, and you know, you're people, and we're people. We want to talk. But the head of they were very shocked already about that. But the head of the Galachim, the chief Galach, now they didn't. Then in the beginning, they wanted to refuse, but the head of the Galachim, he convinced his friends that they should do it, and let's make a meeting. But they said, we're going to make a trick on the Jews. We're going to make the meeting It's going to be a big meeting, a very, very public meeting. And we're going to do it in the big castle, which is near the old cathedral. That's like a kind of a cloister. And to the meeting will not just be with the Galochim and the Yidim. We're going to invite all different other people, all the Galochim and all different guests. And what was their plan with this thing? They had two things. First of all, they wanted to show the Yidin how they have to have respect for the Galochim. You see, when we have a meeting, everyone comes, we're really in charge. We're in charge even of the ministers and of the government. The second reason was they wanted to show the Yidin how the Yidin are so poor, and their, you know, their shuls are so simple. And look, we have fancy buildings and fancy palaces, and we're very kind to you. Even though we're so rich and so great, we're so kind. That's what they wanted to show, that we're ready to listen to the low Yidin. So when the time of the meeting came, now Reb Moshe probably knew this, but he didn't care, and you'll see what happened. Reb Moshe, along with two more Chashev Yidin from the Kehillah, came to the gate of this cathedral, this palace. It wasn't the cloister, obviously. Reb Moshe would never go in. You know from the other story in the Vatican. And they were actually greeted with kavod, they respected them. And they wanted to show, the Galochim were trying to show that they even respect Yidin. And they gave them nice seats around the table. And what was the... Yeah, whatever. It was a meeting. One of the chief Galochim, he began the meeting and he said, and now we know what the Gzera was. What was the Gzera? He said, I'm sure you know the great crime that the Jews did against the Christian religion. In the center of town, there's a big statue of Oseish, of the Getchke, of the Christians. And someone took off that statue and put it in the garbage. Something like this never happened in our city, and we cannot remain quiet, silent about it. We have to do something about it. Reb Moshe, now, what was the Galach thinking? Probably he said, "Oh, Reb Moshe is going to say, okay, you know, I'm sorry, we did it, and we're gonna pay you, and we're gonna fix it, and we're gonna pay a knas to the church." No, Reb Moshe didn't. That's not what he said. Reb Moshe said like this: "We heard about what happened to one of your Getchkes, and it's true that the Getchke was broken and thrown into the garbage. But who said that it was done by a Yid? The reason why we came here today was to find out why exactly the Seine Yisrael decided that the Jews did it. Everyone knows that the Jews respect other people's religions. The Jews don't go around breaking things like the Goyim do. We don't do that. So why do you think that we did it this time? That's what he wanted to come talk to you about." Now, Reb Moshe's words, which were said very clearly and very with a lot of confidence, shocked the Sunni Israel. For a long, long time, they didn't hear a Yid, or maybe even ever, talk to them like that strongly. They were used to it. And whenever he told a Yid, "You did something bad," he'd right away say, "Okay, okay, I'm going to give you money. Just don't hurt me, don't break me, don't make a pogrom." And Reb Moshe suddenly comes and speaks to them clearly. And not only he also spoke in a very, very nice, you know, he knew the language of the Polish very well. He knew it, and he spoke it very well. And Reb Moshe's words left a very, very strong roshem. And for a few minutes, all the people over there were sitting, like, they swallowed their tongues. They couldn't open their mouth. And suddenly the silence was broken by one of the younger Galochim. And he got up from his seat with his face burning red from anger. His eyes were shooting out sparks of fire. And he looked like he wants to kill someone. He was mad. He said, "What proof do you need that the Jews did this terrible act? It's a big chutzpah from you, who consider themselves the leaders of the Jews, to come and say that the Jews are not to blame. And by that, just take off the blame and not have to pay a large amount of money. Who else could it be besides the Jews who would put our holy Getchke in the garbage? Only Jews who crucified, who killed Isaiah Ish, which wasn't even true, but that's what the Galachim would always say. Isaiah Ish was the people who started, the person who started the Christian religion.
Who was he?
Who was he? He was a person who lived many years ago.
How much years have I known?
Like 2,000 years ago around. Oh, that's a very good question. You'll see soon. He says, only the Jews who did this to our master could do this to his statue and put him in the garbage. How dare you even say that you need proof? Of course it was the Jews who did it. You have to pay for this very, very, you know, pay a big price for this. The two Rashi HaKehila who came along with Reb Moshe were shocked. They were very, very worried that when other Galachim will hear how this Galach is talking, it's going to make a fire of Ritzicha, that the other Goyim will want to go out and Chas V'Shalom do terrible things to the Yidin.
A pogrom.
Reb Moshe, however, was quiet. He was calm. And he had this like little smile on his face. It's right. And he had a smile on his face as the person was screaming and shouting like a Meshuganer. All the other Galachim started to show anger. And they started to talk between each other. They started to talk between each other about the great chutzpah of the Yidin. They said, now they destroyed our Getchke in the center of town, and tomorrow they're going to break into our churches, our cloisters, and they're going to break all our holy things. We have to give them a big punishment before it gets too late. And there was a big noise, and everyone was talking. It was a whole balagan, a whole shturim. And when the noise became at its highest point, Rav Moshe got up from his seat, and with a loud voice, he said, quiet, you pirei adam, you wild people. What's this noise that you're making? All the galachim heard that. They were shocked. Again, the Yid is talking strongly to them, and he's actually telling them off. And they got quiet. They were shocked. And using the quiet that happened, Reb Moshe turned to the chief Galach, and he spoke to him in Italian.
Why Italian?
Because that Galach, okay, remember, we said he was very close to the Vatican, to the Pope, and he told him in Italian, in a clear language. He said an expression, which means I'll explain you what it means. First, I'll say it, then I'll explain. It means he said, it's a shame for someone who goes hunting where he can't control his dogs. What does that mean? When the Paritzim and Galachim, they would go hunt, that was one of the games that they had. They would go to the forest with their horses, right? And they would hunt for animals with guns. And they would have dogs who would come with them. The dogs were supposed to tell them where the animals are. Dogs could smell very good. So they would follow the dogs. And he told them, but who was in charge of the dog? The pirates, the hunter. So he told them, if a hunter can't control his dogs, that's a very, very, that's an embarrassment. What was he trying to say? He was trying to tell him, you're the chief of the Galachim, look how your Galachim are behaving, your dogs. They're all like your dogs, and you're the chief hunter, and you should control them. Don't let them go get villed like that. And then he ended off saying, he says, I know very well that whoever is making up this bilbul wants to get money from us. So let it be clear, said Reb Moshe. Let it be clear. There's no two ways to understand this. We will not try to give anyone shaychad any money because we have nothing to do with this. The Jews have nothing to do with the crime that was done with breaking the Getchke. And we are not going to pay for this. And to hear what happened next, Mitzvah Hashem will continue the next chapter, which gets even more exciting.
What's the name of the chapter?
Gute Nacht, Mashiach now.